Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, April 26, 2013. And today, for our economic discussion, we are going to be discussing budgets, specifically the budget of President Barack Hussein Obama, which he submitted the other day, more than 2 months late. The deadline for his submission of the budget is February 4th. He was more than 2 months late, but really, I should say he was more than 4 years and 2 months late. It's been about 4 years since a budget was actually approved. But anyway, we have President Obama's budget in front of us right now, along with several other budgets. Everybody has a budget now. But everybody is upset with President Obama's budget. Nobody seems to like it except him. This budget is almost $4 trillion. He admits, President Obama, that is, admits that next year, in fiscal year 2014, we will incur a $1.6 trillion deficit. That is, we are going to spend, by his projections, $1.6 trillion more than we take in the form of revenue. And that will add $1.6 trillion to the already existing almost $7 trillion of debt, a mind-boggling figure. Well, everybody's upset with President Obama's budget. The Democrats are upset because they say it cuts or eliminates programs that will help people, entitlement programs, as they say. It reduces or eliminates programs, 200 of them, and it increases money for defense, they say, and for spending on nuclear power plants. It especially punishes the elderly, the Democrats say, because it cuts the cost of living increase for Social Security and other such programs. That's how President Obama scratched $230 billion out of his budget, by reducing the cost of living index to these types of programs. I'm not willing to call Social Security an entitlement program, because people pay for it all their working lives, and then when they ask for it back, they say it's an entitlement program. But I disagree. Nevertheless, we move on. That's the Democrat objection. He says he's going to freeze. President Obama says he's going to put a freeze on non-defense domestic spending over the next 5 years. That just means he's going to freeze the level of increase at a certain rate, so that it would only increase by a certain rate. Modest tax hikes for banks and oil companies. It would do away with the Bush-era tax cuts. They would end in 2013. The estate tax would return to its higher 2009 levels. Keep in mind, this is 1 month after he agreed to extend these the Bush-era tax cuts, but now he says it would end in 2013. And the Pentagon gets less than it requested, but still a 3% increase, but less than the 12% they requested. Wartime spending is not part of the Pentagon's budget. It is a separate budget line item and is separately accounted for. Wartime spending goes on, as do the wars. Well, Republicans say the budget didn't go far enough. They're critical of it, too. It didn't go far enough to cut spending, and it raises taxes. Interesting thing, the $3 million limit that President Obama proposes on retirement accounts, only $3 million, he says, does not apply to him. Isn't that interesting? Doesn't apply to him. Well, as I said, Democrats say it punishes entitlements and especially seniors. Republicans say it doesn't go far enough to cut spending, and it raises taxes. Well, everybody else has a budget out here. Paul Ryan did the budget for the Republicans, and he says, Mr. Ryan says, that his budget would cut spending by $5.7 trillion and reduce the top tax rate to 25%. That would balance the budget, he says, in 10 years. Mr. Ryan's budget keeps the sequester in place that we have talked about so much. On the other side of the aisle, Patty Murray, the Senate Budget Committee chairwoman, submitted her budget for the Democrats, and it would it puts in $1 trillion in new taxes, but it does not balance the budget, not in 10 years, not ever. budgets would never balance, and the debt would continue to increase forever in Ms. Mary's budget and also in President Obama's budget. It does end the sequester. It adds $100 billion of spending on infrastructure and job training. That's what the Democrats say their budget would do. All these are mind-boggling numbers, and all of them are taking us to the same place, right to the same place. Debt, more debt as far as the eye can see, higher taxes, more regulation, more quantitative easing, more zero interest rates, on and on and on as far as the eye can see. That's the way I see it. Well, what should be done if I'm that critical of all these budgets? Well, there are many things that should be done. It really fascinates me that we propose to spend $1.6 trillion more than we take in when we already have $17 trillion of debt. That says about all you need to say about this country right now, doesn't it, folks? What would I like to see? Well, if they did something like this, just some of these things, like raise interest rates, stop quantitative easing, even take a little bit out of the monetary base, reduce corporate taxes to zero, reduce capital gains taxes to zero, reduce some regulations, that would turn America, it would be the start at least of turning America from a debt consumption driven model where nobody has any more in their pocket than the next paycheck and their one paycheck from the street and so forth. It would take it from that model to being a model of savings and investment where businesses were investing in new business and jobs were returning to America and money was pouring into America. That's the way I see it, folks. Friday, April 26, 2013. Until next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.